Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. Here's your host, Lori Brooks.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 10, How to Create Your Sales Practice Secret Weapon. Happy 4th of July weekend, everyone. I am super excited for this weekend. I'm going to be enjoying some long overdue time with the family at barbecues. So I hope you two have some spectacular plans lined up for this weekend. But during the weekend, I'd love for you to take a moment to really think about all the deals that you've closed over the years. How many client files do you currently possess? Can you name all your clients, where you met them, their family makeup? When you finished closing the deals and you received your commission, what did you do with the client record? There have been numerous studies over the years regarding customer acquisition versus retention and the best way to grow sales. I'll spare you the details and not recreate this information. I'll just leave a link here for you to view an infographic and a list of references on this topic so we can continue to move forward. What I want to be clear on is that it's about 5 to 7 times more expensive to find a new customer than it is to keep a current customer happy. The fact is, if you focus on selling to an existing client, you can increase your revenue by a minimum of 25%. Now think about it, you can grow your practice, grow your income, without creating new products or spending time finding new people. Take the time to focus on finding the right message and the right method to continue reaching the clients who already know, like, and trust you. There are far too many business owners focused on growing their practice, but with no solid direction or plan. Most sales professionals I've worked with over the years tend to close the deal and the client file is put away, stored amongst the many client files they've worked with through the years. Does that sound familiar? Are your client records put away? If there's no follow-up, then there's no contact. There's no conversation. How do you intend to grow the relationship? How do you intend to continue serving them? How do you intend to gain referrals? Your clients need you to solve the problem that you're best at solving. Focus on what this problem is and how you can help them even more. I'm going to help you begin developing your sales practice secret weapon right now. Take a moment to focus on the big problem you solve for your clients. What information are your clients naturally searching for? Now, use the short SETI method to develop a plan of action. The SETI method stands for sort, examine, template, and implement. This is a simplified technique I use in my practice and with my clients to quickly develop a sales practice secret weapon for any industry. Begin by sorting your clients into groups based on similar purchase habits. As my mother has always told me, to simplify the process, try to stick to the number 3 when segmenting your groups. Once you have 3 groups, examine the history to verify which of the 3 are the most profitable for your practice. This can be done in a number of different manners based on the type of sales practice you operate. If you're a realtor, you may choose to group clients into buyers, sellers, and renters. If you're in financial planning, you may choose groups that align with product types or a specific location. Once you define your segments, clarify why they are who they are. What is it about them, personally, that connects the group members? Now, you can begin creating a customized plan to keep in touch with each of your groups. This plan, as simple as it may seem, is rarely mapped out in a sales practice. The communication template you have developed is your client retention plan, your sales practice secret weapon. You should continue to tweak or change the template as you go. But once your template plan is developed, try to find tools to help automate the implementation process as much as possible. Remember to click the link in the blog post to obtain an infographic and a list of resources as you begin developing your sales practice secret weapon. Thank you again for joining me here for Audio Blog 10. Again, happy 4th of July weekend to everyone. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. Enjoy the week.